joined by Richard Hobbs first on the coach home this week. I'm really pleased to do so. I want to talk about what Conor Cody said post-match, Rich, to be honest with you, because it struck me as a really honest, interesting appraisal, where he was saying that this was a massive opportunity for Wolves for this Wolves squad to make the name, to establish themselves, that players are going to come, players are going to go. He's very optimistic about the future at Wolves. But he was saying for this team, it was a massive opportunity against Manchester United and the rest of the season. And I thought that was a really eloquent, interesting point of view.
Yeah, I think, you don't remember a team who necessarily finishes seventh place. At the end of the day, you remember the accolades of a player in terms of silverware. And I can imagine that, Wolves are very much still in some sort of transitional period from, into this new ownership and into sort of the lots of Chinese money that's kind of come into the club. And, there's players like Cody, like Matt Doherty's been at the club since our last season in the Premier League in, 2011. You've got players like Ryan Bennett in the team who, let's be honest, it feels a bit odd that you've got a player called Ryan Bennett in the same team as João Moutinho. So to have something to kind of tie your name down, to have to be part of this kind of history of the club, and hopefully if we're moving forward in the right direction, you never really know. But, I can imagine for someone like Conor Cody, he's been instrumental for Wolves the last 18 months, 2 years now. But, his place isn't necessarily secure for the next 3 to 5 years. So I can see from his perspective, he wants to make sure that it's his reign as a captain and a leader in this team. He's got something truly to show for beyond promotion to the Premier League.